As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It was really never in doubt. Everyone knew the Wild would be in the playoffs. but they are in, and they finish it off and beat the Ducks. There was a lot of drama in that. And now they open with the Vegas Golden Knights tomorrow night. Late start on a school night, but that's the way it goes. Jess Myers joins us from Las Vegas. He covers the team for the Pioneer Press. Jess, it's always good to visit with you.
The sun is shining. I can see palm trees. I could get used to this whole desert hockey in the spring thing. I'll just say that. You know, I was sad. It was a year ago today that we lost the Arizona Coyotes, but we've still got a team in the desert in the Vegas Golden Knights, and they've turned out to be just a massive success in, 7, 8 years. They've already won a Stanley Cup and been to the finals twice, and hockey fever out here in the Nevada desert.
You could argue it is the greatest success an expansion team in any sport has ever seen. And now, granted, they did it right. They got a lot of solid players right out of the gate, including Marc-Andre Fleury. Remember?
Absolutely.
Was with the Vegas Golden Knights and really helped jumpstart this franchise. And they've been good from day one.
And people forget, and you know, and they shouldn't forget, but this is, part of the Vegas Golden Knights story is just days before they started, there was that horrific mass shooting here at a country music festival right on the strip. You know, dozens and dozens of people lost their lives. I mean, it was just an unthinkable moment for any community to go with. And then right with all of that going on, the Vegas Golden Knights start up. And they start winning. And, you know, talking to players who weren't even here during that, they still talk about Marc-Andre Fleury and how just that was such a healing moment for this community. It was the first time Vegas had gotten a team of its own, not a team that moved here like the Raiders or like other teams that we've seen. This was the first homegrown Vegas team, and it's really special to the fans here to have that. Yeah, they're going to get baseball in a couple years with the A's moving here, and like I say, they got the Raiders moving here, and you'll probably get an NBA expansion team eventually. But hockey was the first real team that came to the desert and said, this is our home, this is where we're going to set up shop, we're going to do things. So there's a real special bond in this community with this Vegas team.
Yeah, certainly homegrown, and they've been very successful. At the beginning, I joked a little bit that it was a done deal. The Wild were kind of hanging on for dear life, and then ultimately finish as the top wild card and go into the playoffs and get the Golden Knights. They got healthy barely in time.
Well, and, you know, I'm going to write about this. A little teaser for folks who read the Pioneer Press. I'm going to write about Joel Eriksson Ek and just what him coming back means to this team. Not only his skill, but keep in mind, this is a 6'3 guy. This is the guy that you need in the playoffs to put at the top of the crease and cause problems. And, hey, lo and behold, if he doesn't score with 20.9 seconds left in the last game, we're not here today. We're not talking about the playoffs. They would have missed the playoffs if not for that. So we kind of joked with a few of the players today after their practice out here in the Vegas suburbs. We're saying, you know, did you buy Ericsson Ek? Is he getting a Rolex from the team? Any kind of thank you for the fact that, you know, if not for him, you'd be in the playoffs. And they all kind of joked that, you know, at least one player said, well, you know, we had to carry the weight without him for those like 36 games that he missed too. So maybe he owes us a watch, you know, kind of just having fun. But that fun team dynamic as they get ready for the playoffs. And this is a team that's loose. You know, there's not a lot of expectations, not a lot of people picking them to advance past Vegas. So I think they're saying, hey, we're here. Let's see what we can do. Let's have some fun.
Jez Smyer is joining us from the Pioneer Press. He covers the Wild, joins on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Game one tomorrow night, two in Vegas, and they come back to St. Paul. And because Vegas calls the West home, there'll be a lot of late starts in this series. But back to the Wild in that game against the Ducks. You're right. It felt like it was slipping away. Joel Eriksson Ek gets the goal, and that's kind of storybook ending number one. And then Marc-Andre Fleury in OT. Really?
Yeah.
It's extraordinary how all of that played out for the Wild.
And this is my favorite part about the whole Marc-Andre Fleury coming in, playing the final 4 minutes and 42 seconds, getting what had to be the shortest win of his career, 575 career wins, and that one took him less than 5 minutes to record that one. He got his NHL record 71st overtime win. And here's the thing. It wasn't his idea. It wasn't his coach's idea. None of them had any idea it was coming. But the game goes to overtime. The Wild get the point they need, so they're in the playoffs. They have that part of it guaranteed. And lo and behold, Filip Gustavsson, who has just played 60 minutes of hockey, comes to the bench, goes over to his coach and says, hey, we're in the playoffs. Why not put Fowler in one last time? And his coach says, that's a fantastic idea. And out of nowhere, here's, you know, Fowler that's been sitting for 3 hours, not ready to go in at all. And it's like, hey, get your gear on. You're getting the overtime. Just insane. And now, nobody wants to hear about a sports writer's problems because I have the best job in the world. I get paid to watch hockey. Yeah. But, you know, all of the drama of the final 20 seconds and the way it ends and the fact that, you know, I had it written up that they had lost the game and then I've got to change the whole story that, oh, by the way, they tied the game. They're in the playoffs. They got what they needed. And then we see Marc-Andre Fleury going into that. There's five more paragraphs I have to write. You know, it's just to capture the whole thing was an incredible challenge. But those are the moments you live for. Just times like that where it's like, this cannot be real. Are we really seeing this happen? Right after we get literally a season-saving goal, 20 seconds later, we're going to have, you know, maybe one of the most beloved players in the NHL play his final 5 minutes of the regular season. Just crazy.
Yeah, it is such a. It's been such a great year, and sometimes farewell tours go great, but he was a huge part of the reason this team made the playoffs. He wasn't a ceremonial player in any way, shape, or form. What he means in the room, but what he did on the ice, he was a big part of this.
And, you know, we expected to get a nice tribute to him when we were here in Vegas, and we did, because he played here. We expected that when they played in Pittsburgh, because he was a Stanley Cup winning goalie there. He was beloved in Pittsburgh. You know, there was a tribute to him in Chicago where he played for a little while. But this has been the amazing part for me, having watched Marc-Andre Fleury all season and been in all these different buildings. We go to Vancouver, British Columbia, where he never played a game in his life as the home team. And they do a big tribute to him. We go to Montreal, which, granted, it's his home province, and he grew up not far from there. They stop the game with 7 minutes left and do an on-ice tribute to him. You know, he never played with Alex Ovechkin. They were arch rivals on the ice. But the last time they play, Alex Ovechkin makes his whole Washington Capitals team line up and shake Marc-Andre Fleury's hand one last time. Just the level of the respect and the love for this guy has been just beyond anything I think anybody could ever hope for after a 20-year career in the NHL.
Yeah, just absolutely fabulous. Storybook. I'll never forget one of my top 10 favorite moments in hockey, period, was the Flowers' appearance in Montreal. That was really cool.
Yep. And he said the only thing, his only complaint was, You know, he was shutting out Montreal in that game. There's 7 minutes left in the game. It's like, you know, I'm trying to concentrate here, and I got tears coming down my face, and you know, there's my mom and sister, and you know, waving. It's, oh boy, but he did get the shutout, and they got the win, and that turned out to be, hey, every point turned out to be important with the way the regular season ended.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
On to the postseason, and the way the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs go, it's certainly the Wild are an underdog as a wild card, and once again had all sorts of injury problems, and it came down to game 82 for them to ultimately get into the playoffs. But you know how it goes, Jazz. It's wide open. There's no guarantee the Winnipeg Jets are going to the Stanley Cup final, even though they won the President's Trophy. There are no guarantees for any of these clubs.
In fact, when you look at this, you talk about all the injuries. November 10th. Think about that date, Steve. November 10th. I had just gotten back from deer season. Kids are still opening their Halloween candy on November 10th, right? That was the last time before the Anaheim game that the Wild had a fully healthy lineup. Think about that. Just how long ago, how different the world was on November 10th. So they played the entire regular season from that point until the last game with all the healthy lineup. Now they're healthy. They've got everybody at their disposal. Now injuries happen in the playoffs. Don't kid yourself. You know, things are going to change over the course of the next 4 to 7 games. But in addition to that, now they're making a key new move on their blue line. Zeev Bouyum, the University of Denver star, you know, almost won the Hobey Baker Award. He won a national championship last year. John Hines confirmed today he will make his NHL debut tomorrow. And if you've been watching practice the last couple of days, Zeev Bouyum, freshman, 19-year-old, never played an NHL game in his life, has been working with the top power play unit for this team. So you talk about an exciting development and a crazy exciting time to make your NHL debut. Oh, by the way, we're going to do it in a playoff game on primetime TV on the road against a really, really good Vegas team. Have fun with that.
Well, and not only that, maybe one of the great buildings anywhere in the NHL. They put on a show. I mean, it's great sports theater.
It's if you've ever seen Cirque du Soleil or any of those kind of great classic Vegas shows, picture that, but with skates on. You know, it's a whole Knights of the Round Table and, you know, sword fighting and dragons and everything you expect from a team with a name like the Golden Knights. You know, they have this kind of castle look to their arena, and everything's got that whole, you know, Excalibur theme or whatever you want to call it. It's great entertainment. And, I mean, for a place like Las Vegas built on keeping people entertained, keeping them in their seats, having fun, it's perfectly fitting to do the hockey version of that, and fans just eat it up here.
All right, Jess, let's get in. For you, what's the key to the series for the Wild to pull the upset, knock off the Golden Knights?
You know what? I heard an interesting thing from Bruce Cassidy, the Vegas coach, yesterday. He was talking about, you know, and this is a guy who led his team to the Stanley Cup 2 years ago, so he knows about getting deeper into the playoffs. He said, as much as you prepare, as much as you watch videotape, as much as you study tendencies, you know who you have to stop, you know who the big line is for the other team, as much as you do all of that stuff, he said, you really don't know anything until the first 60 minutes of the series are done. Game one is kind of your classroom where you learn, oh, that's what that guy's going to do in this situation, you know, and things like that. Yes, they've played each other 3 times, but I really think for the Minnesota Wild, it's survive that first game. You don't necessarily have to win that game, but don't get blown out. It'd be great if you come in and capture the first one on the road, and we've seen the Wild do that their last couple trips to the playoffs. But that's the thing is that, you know, we've heard all these talk about the 3 games they played in the regular season, for example. All 3 were the second night of a back-to-back for the Wild. You know, so they came in tired, they came in having to travel, and they played a Vegas team that was rested. All 3 of them they lost, but a couple of close games in there. So that's one key. And then here's the other key. Don't kid yourself. Superstars rise to the top in the playoffs. you've got to find a way to contain Jack Eichel, superstar player for the Vegas Golden Knights, you know, the former Hobey Baker Award winner at Boston University. He got drafted second overall in Buffalo. He just absolutely languished in Buffalo for about 5 years, just was not a good fit, was never healthy there. He gets works a trade to Vegas. Lo and behold, he makes his first appearance in the playoffs 2 years ago, not even in the Stanley Cup final, in the playoffs, and he wins the Stanley Cup, and he's where it all kind of begins and ends offensively for Vegas. So if you can find a way to slow him down, that'll be a key in this series as well.
Well, Jazz, always good to visit with you. Enjoy your time in Vegas. Look forward to your coverage in the Pioneer Press and online at TwinCities.com.
Hey, for all the road trips we take to places like Calgary and Vancouver and Winnipeg and wherever else, it's nice to, when you're packing to go on a road trip, to have to throw a little bottle of sunscreen in there. I'm just going to say that. You know, it's a little nice to come to the desert and see the sunshine and know that the pool's open. In between games, of course, because we're working real hard out here.
All right, Jess. Always great. Thank you.
We'll stay in touch. Thanks, Steve.
There he is, Jez Myers from the Pioneer Press. Wild and Golden Knights open it up. 9 o'clock, our time, game one.